Hey there, everybody. How are you all doing? You've got it tuned to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. You're with your boys, Tom Monty Dudu and the Crocodile Crew. Check this out.
Hello and welcome to Tom Monty Dudu and the Crocodile Crew.
Can we just get on the record? What sound effect are you most proud of in that?
There's probably like there's a rumbling underneath the helicopter that I really like.
Robbie spent all week crafting that together, so try and appreciate it.
So, yeah, your boy Robbie here, Jordan and Tom. Tom wanted to do it in the Crocodile Crew. Guys, get excited. We've got a lot of fun segments coming up and great tunes. You'll be able to hear those. How's your weekend been, guys?
Yeah, great. We were talking about that just before on the radio, actually, but yeah, it was
That's really correct. We're going to leave
just
that.
Just a quick recap on that. Fantastic.
Great. Let's dump that and jump straight into the first thing, which we talked about again before, but we're just going to talk about it again now. Pretzels versus French fries.
So, yeah, we were driving back from Canberra the other day. Went to Canberra, the three of us.
Beautiful visit to Questacon. Went to the lovely people of RSPCA that brought out the good biscuits for us. And then when we asked them for money to do a video, they said, get out. But they still invited us to go to Canberra anyway.
It was really nice. Questacon was a bit disappointing.
Yeah, they're good for animals, not good for us.
Yeah. But on the way back, we got into a fierce debate about what's better, pretzels or those, not French fries as in like hot chips, because that's undoubtedly true that they are a better chip, but the kind of salted, crummy chip that is the French fry. What is it, like Smith's?
Well, you said it yourself, essentially crumbs.
That's what you get.
It is what you get, but I mean,
professionally customized crumbs.
It's crumbs, all right. Nonetheless.
Yeah, no one's saying they're not crumbs, but we're saying they're deliciously, like, altered into a nice shape, crumbs. So, in a way, it's doing you a service, right? It's like when you start a recycling program in a third world country and then everybody wins as a result of it. And I'm pretty sure that they're a cheap price for a delicious product. Mm. What have you got against it?
It's just pretzels are such a well-crafted chip. You know, I don't know if you call it a chip.
No, I don't think you can.
They're above a chip. You know, it's a well-woven together piece of whatever it is.
Nobody's doubting the artistry here. I mean, are they? But when it comes to taste, the French fries went out every damn time.
Except for in Tom's experience. Actually, no. Even Tom agrees with this, and he's the one that's really adamant and very in the pretzel camp. But he says that eating pretzels to him is kind of a religious experience in that the first one that he has is extremely salty, and then after that he's just praying that there's going to be one that isn't salty. No. And all of a sudden, hallelujah, it's a miracle. My taste buds finally get a bit of a... I mean, I don't have any water available to me, but this is the next best thing. No more salt.
I think the difference is subtle, but important. The pretzel has little bits of salt around it, like attached to it, little cubes of salt, tiny cubes, but besides the tiny cubes of salt, there's a patch of no salt. So, my argument is that it's kind of getting little tastes of salt, but also, at the same time, relief. So,
your argument is fundamentally religious.
It's torturous.
You as an adamant atheist, have just moved on to this as like, this is your God now. And that's what you were saying, that it is one below meeting God is eating pretzels to you. Even though you don't like the taste, you don't really like the texture. All you like is that some of them don't have as much salt.
Yeah, but just compare that, an almost spiritual experience, to the French fry, which is a crumb.
Okay, a spiritual experience that is filled with torturous feeling, correct? Am I correct in that you dislike the rock salt experience?
Yeah, you're like those Christians in the Da Vinci Code that whip themselves. That's essentially you. You're as hardcore as it gets when it comes to chip worshippers.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think you're fully getting this. It's like the Smith chip, like your crisp, is a chip.
I don't think there's much chip here.
I'm sort of sick of this. I'm sick of you talking about this.
We want to hear your thoughts and settle this once and for all.
We're keeping a tally on this.
Yeah.
So we're not sick of your thoughts, we're just sick of Tom's thoughts. But Tom, keep discussing it through the rest of the show, because we've only got about three or four subjects.
So please text in, what do you like better, pretzels or those French fries, again, the crumbs, not the hot ones. The text number is 0409-945-945. That has been confirmed. We've got one here from a person that says, I've never heard Tom be so passionate about anything as he is about pretzels. Yes. Well, I don't...
One of the neutral people from Futurama finally has enough. And it's over chips.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of crumbs, we're going to move on to the next segment, which is Robbie's... What is it? Living on a no money.
No money. I thought you were going to say it, Robbie, but you wanted us all... He gave us a little flash of, guys, don't leave me hanging here. So we all said it together. Okay. It wasn't that fun.
So Robbie's in dire straits at the moment. It's kind of all just come out all at once. We didn't know he was in as much trouble as he is. Last night, for instance...
Yeah, I put my hand on his shoulder this morning and said, so Robbie, how bad is it? And he looks up, he goes, it's bad.
Yeah, a good example would be last night. We all went out to dinner and we're like, Robbie, have you ordered anything yet? And he says, oh, no, I won't get anything, not hungry. And on the way back home, he goes into 7-Eleven and buys a single banana. That was his dinner. Because he couldn't afford.
So he's not even a poor person at this point. He's a poor monkey. Yeah. I'm pretty sure monkeys in Thailand have far more bananas than Robbie has.
He have no bananas.
But because he's into tourism t-shirts. He's wearing one at the moment that says "I love Singapore." So he should be the one handing it to monkeys. But it seems that the monkeys have taken all of his supply and left him with one lonesome banana, and that's his sustenance for the day. But he's a very tall monkey, and he's only got one. It's a sad sight, yeah, but hilarious nonetheless.
Well, I don't know.
Not
about
Not going to shout your lunch.
I don't know about it being funny, but it's. You know, I don't know. I did go to this unemployment conference in Adelaide, and I'm feeling close to how they felt. Maybe quite far away. Actually, I mean that was some truly dire stuff. But
For instance, last night you were approached by, like, when we were walking home, we were approached by quite a few homeless people asking for money, and it was honestly a scenario where Robbie could easily argue that he has, if not less. Like, he can't give anything, because he's literally zero.
Quite a philosophical argument. Don't think that you can have that with somebody who's kind homeless, of not yeah. really...
With
not
it.
Really saying...
Just monetarily, really. Maybe.
Anyway, but, you know, I am skilled. Like, I'm ready to do... I'm ready to work. You know, I'm ready to get back into it.
When we said, what kind of job do you want? Robbie said, anything. And then we said, are you qualified for anything? And then he said, yeah. He quickly retracted that. But his first initial gut instinct response was, you know, from rocket scientist to janitor. I've got it all, the whole spectrum right here, right now.
So we thought we'd give you this platform, Robbie, to just have about a minute pitch. Just go nuts. Tell us why. And we'll kind of jump in and question your credentials.
We're not sure of the legality of this or anything either, but we're just going to go ahead. I love having fun, but I also get the job done and done well. I've worked in a number of cafes as a waiter. I've been the resident DJ at those said cafes.
Have you been fired from a couple of them?
No.
You have been fired.
No, that's right. No, they stopped giving you shifts because you were incompetent.
I got back from my granddad's funeral in New Zealand. They just stopped giving me shifts.
That's pretty low, isn't it?
It's pretty low. So that wasn't a good
bit. So you think it wasn't because you were a bad employee. You think it was just to kick you while you were down. Another one of these horrible marches into the terrible life that is Robbie.
Potentially.
You have too many of these examples, though, where you think it's just the whole world against you. Don't you think it's possible that maybe it's your attitude ineptitudes. Towards work?
For instance,
you're working at Hoyt's. You got fired, basically, from there because you just used to watch the movies all day.
No.
You hid from the rest of the staff in the movie theater.
Come on, like, this is being broadcast. Let's be touchy here. Okay, I did watch a bit of Transformers 2 and I did get a stern talking to. I was in there for quite some time. But
that's because you were caught with that one. You did it with all the movies.
Yeah, a little
you
bit.
You just
Everyone
watched them
does.
All for free, but you just nibbled at them.
Everyone.
You wouldn't watch a full movie, even though you get, like, a staff discount, which is, I think, $2.
Yeah,
you wouldn't pay that.
But everyone does it. Everyone does it. You know, you got to realise something about that. About the movie industry. It's all corrupt.
All right, so Robbie's looking for work. He's desperate.
Look, I have my working with children licence. I enjoy small talk with fellow employees, and I'm ready for literally anything. So text in 0409 945 945. 1-800-324-5. If you'd like to offer me something in the Sydney city area.
Yeah. If you want to ditch Doug, if you want somebody to be an insurance salesman for, say, Allianz, for instance. I mean, we can play that out right now if you want, Robbie.
I'm ready for anything.
Okay, so let's just say that you've got that job. Yeah. Tom's your manager, and I've just rung you up going, hello, am I insured with Allianz? My name's Deanna.
What's your registration number?
Look, what does it matter to you, mate? What does it matter to you?
Oh, I just need to check the database to see if you're actually with us.
Oh, I like him. He's professional. Yeah, nice. you've opened me up as a fellow customer that's been titty at best.
Sorry, I'm just going to ask you to calm down. I'm just asking for your registration number just so I can search the database here.
222-222.
Okay, it says here you are with us. What seems to be the problem?
Okay, so I've backed into somebody's car. There's blood everywhere. I'm too scared to look in there.
Okay, how fast were you going?
Good work, Robbie.
Does that matter? I mean, I've had an accident.
I'm going to transfer you to
Why do you need to know my exact speed and velocity?
I'm going to transfer you to my...
I was drunk!
Sorry, I just need to calm you down, sir. I'm just going to transfer you to my my boss to deal with this. And we've got a text here that says, who's Robbie? So, cheers for that.
Robbie is our sound man. He's running the desk, and we're getting him a job. That's who he is.
It was his dad that asked that.
Oh.
No. All right, let's go to a song.
On that tragic note of his dad having amnesia, it's a terrible thing.
Who's Robbie? All right, so, yeah. Text in if you have any ideas for Robbie.
Again, the number's 0409-945-945. Guys, you're listening to Tom Montedudo and the Crocodile Crew on FBI 94.5 FM. I'm feeling a little bit of tay-tay right now. I don't know about you guys, but...
we haven't played enough of it on this show.
I don't think we have. I think 2016 is the year for Tame Impala.
Particularly, what song are we playing?
We're going to be playing their most recent hit. It's called The Less I Know, The Better, is what it's called. So
Nice. All right, excellent.
Let's hit it. See you guys soon. Hey, guys. You've got it tuned to FBI. 94.5 FM, Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew. That were your boys, Tame Impala, with The Less I Know, The Better. Getting a lot of hate about that on the on the text line, weirdly. I don't know. I think it's pretty lovely music. But, boys, what did you reckon?
Thought it was great, but I'd really like to know, why do you all hate Tame so much? As if that music's offensive in the slightest. At the very least, you could say extremely groovy cafe ambient music, right? Who hates that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you play it at brunch, because no one's going to be offended by it.
No, it's really going to put you guys in the good mood. We've been receiving some messages regarding the French fries versus pretzels debate. If you want to get involved, text in on 0409-945-945. Currently, French fries are winning. So if you
as
want,
they should.
If you want that to change, again, text in. But now we're going to get.
It's unbelievable, actually, that.
Why is everyone so adamant with you, though? The small level of supporters that you have in this debate, Tom, are saying things like, Tom is always right. We never hear that in the podcast.
That is rare to get that.
Why does everyone like you so much at the radio show, but not like you at the podcast? Because secret's out, this is pretty much exactly the same as the podcast, except we play Tame Impala.
True.
I don't know. I can't give you an answer to that. All right. Dawn Ghostly Tales. That's what we're talking. You saw a ghost.
Yeah, I did, Tom. And I'd appreciate if you didn't laugh at me. Pretty much, my mum rings me up crying, snot streaming down her nose. You know that kind of like... that kind of sound, right?
Really?
Oh, I mean, she did goodness. That today when I didn't give her the key to the car. I mean, she cries at the drop of her hat. But still, this one had a ghost in it, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm freaked out and I say, yeah, you should come over to my house. And she goes, no, I gotta look after the dog. Can you come to this house with me? So, I go to the haunted house and stay with her for 3 nights because she's house-sitting for this dog. There's a tragic story behind it. And I don't want to get into the gory details of this being on radio. However, if you listen to our podcast, you'll hear it all.
No, just tell us the gory
details. It's okay to say what happened, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but I assume it's fine.
All right.
Don't be
I'm just
going to
say two words. Babies... and murder.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's pretty heavy, right? This is the house. It's like, was in the papers years ago. We're talking, you know, I don't know. I think it was, like, in the early noughties or whatever. And then since then, our family friends started living there. So, it's your classic Amityville horror story.
Right.
So, they go in there. The mum's always saying that she feels an evil presence in the house. And my mum was saying exactly the same thing. And she freaked out at the sound of, you know, in the horror movies where they think that the ghost has come, but it turns out it's just a cat. That kind of thing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well-placed sound effect, Rob. It was perfect. I mean, you've never gotten a 100% one right before, but that was...
Yeah, good timing.
You gotta support these things.
Mm.
So basically... That's what happened. And then, so she goes, oh, no, Bugsy, it's all right. It was just an alley cat. And then her mobile phone, which wasn't even on, goes, I'm glad to hear that, Deanna.
No.
That's not a ghost.
No.
Why is that not a ghost? Have you ever seen the movie Ghost in a Shell? Neither am I. But I'm assuming that in it, it's got a ghost inside a mechanical machine.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, I'm in there.
Were you there to witness this?
No.
Okay.
So, this is hearsay, but here's what I saw, which is also hearsay. we're watching the television at 10:30 at night, and then Bugsy the dog does that classic thing that all animals do when they see a ghost, where they start growling and barking at a room that has nobody in it.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
It's the worst.
Absolute worst. And so, we're silently sitting there, and then Mum just goes, yeah, it's the ghost. And then it actually does help a lot having a dog in there. So, you know, you feel this uneasy vibe, but you know where the uneasy vibe is coming from at least. So, you know where to be scared in that direction. That's way better than just being like, where is it?
It's all around me.
So, the next night, exactly the same time, 10:30. And the night after that, guess what time?
10:30.
Oh, no. 11:45.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, the correlation.
But at the same room every time.
So
Tom...
What, so a dog was growling at a room that you didn't look inside?
And the little robot said,
Yeah, it said, I'm glad robot. To hear that, Deanna. Okay. It wasn't on.
It wasn't... It was on if it said something. It was probably Siri, it was accidentally switched on or something.
But what a coincidence that she said at the time. It's all right. We're safe now, Bugsy.
So that's what the robot said.
So I don't think that you could explain this, Tom, with all your science and...
Did anyone look in the door? Did you look through the door?
No, I didn't look through the door. It's a ghost.
There could have been a mouse on the other side of the door.
There could have been a person.
But wouldn't he go and chase after the mouse or a cockroach, for instance? Because dogs love that kind of stuff, but they don't love ghosts.
That's something we all know empirically.
It is their mouse to the elephant.
Yeah,
we all know this.
No, I just feel like you didn't even see a ghost. You saw the product of a ghost being there. And then the other one, you weren't even there for it.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah, okay. I mean,
that is quite scary.
I just said this for a radio.
What, so you made it all up?
I was actually.
Are you kidding me? What, you're going to broadcast lies to Sydney, are you?
I'm not lying about it. I'm saying that this happened, and I was going, oh, that's spooky. But I was trying to freak my mum out more than I was freaked out myself is
really
pretty much what I'm saying.
Because you're you're quite a believer when it comes to these things.
Yeah, but I'm also quite a believer that animals are able to protect you in these situations. And I have no backing to that whatsoever. I'm pretty sure that most ghost hunters will say no, they can detect them. It's like having a smoke alarm, right? It's not going to rain down water and save the day. It's just going to say, hey, you're dying now. I know that.
I love how you just used ghost hunters as some kind of authority on this in this field. Look, I don't know much, but I know that ghost hunters...
I saw one episode where they went go-karting.
Ghost hunters?
Just because. Honestly, they came back from our house and they're like, hey, you guys feel like going for a bit of a go-kart?
Oh, my God.
And they did it, and it was abominable.
Was it on the Discovery Channel or something?
Yeah.
Was there parts of them hitting tires?
Yeah.
And then saying, like, oh, God, I think there's a ghost in the break.
There was a lot of, hey, I reckon I'm going to win. I'm going to beat you. That's for sure. You know, that sort of stuff.
Did they do the cutaway to them saying, Donnie was saying I was going to win, but I was saying, you want to make this interesting? $20. He says 30. Robbie has given him, given me his official high five. I've never been more honored in my life than a man who has no job, who in this previous segment was begging all of Sydney for one.
Have you got any texts yet, Robbie, offering you work?
No, just who's Robbie? And stop being mean to Jordan was the other one. Somebody said they're not going to work because the show is amazing. Don't tell the boss. Well, sorry, mate.
Too late.
Yeah, too late, buddy. A lot of French fries chat as well. Keep them coming. The text line's 0409-945-945. You're listening to Tom, what you do.
This is like Israel and Palestine, isn't it? This is really, everybody's getting in deep into this.
Yeah, one of those topics where there isn't really an answer to, you know, but you can feel very strongly one way or the other.
Yeah.
And with that, I think we'll go to a song.
Okay, I mean, I reckon, I don't know, I feel, again, like some Tay-Tay. I mean, we're just going to...
When
You've got the urge.
Well, you do have the urge. I mean, people are saying, you know, we asked the question, what's wrong with Tame Impala? Why have people got an issue with them? Somebody said, didn't Tame Impala burn that hospital down? We're not sure. We're not going to... We don't have an opinion on that. No, we're not going to get involved in that at all. But what we are going to do is play...
Tame Impala, the exact same song at the exact same point that we did last week.
It's called Elephant, and it's by Tame Impala. See you guys soon. Hello there. You've got to tune to FBI Radio on 94.5 FM in Sydney. Your boys Tom, Monty, Dudu and the Crocodile Crew. We've got a poll going at the moment. It's to do with French fries versus pretzels. Do text in. The number's 0409-945-945. Now we're going to jump into some real hefty segment here. It's with your boy Tom, and it's called 1 to 100 in 0. Tom seconds.
Yeah, so we were talking about the Larry David curb track. Yeah, we were talking about ghosts before, so we thought we'd even it out with some science stuff. This was really because Jordan, before we started, was having a go at the Large Hadron Collider, saying, like, what's the point? I don't get it. Like, what's the point? It's just stupid. There's no practical functionality to it.
I stand by it, though, because your only retort to that was to go, what's the point? I mean, that's not
to find the God particle.
To find the God particle.
Yeah, but what is the point of finding the God particle?
Look, I don't know much about it, to be honest, but I know
that we're going
to
talk about it for the next 10 minutes.
What I do know is this. I know that the God particle is a subatomic particle that will explain how matter gets mass, which is very important.
Robbie loved that way more than everybody else did.
Yeah, I frown across at him.
It's just no laughing matter. We're talking about life.
But it's just, that's a real big frustration, I think, in the science world, when people say, like, what's the point? What's the functional purpose of this? Because so many inventions and big scientific breakthroughs have happened, and then we haven't realized the scientific, you know, function of it until much later.
But doesn't this seem like when they tested the atomic bomb for the first time, and then one scientist raised the query, couldn't this set the entire atmosphere alight? And then another scientist just started chalking it up on a chalkboard and went, yeah, it could. All right, we're going to drop that in 5, 4.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it seems the same to me, that if you're trying to cause the Big Bang by smashing two particles together at great velocities, something could happen, right?
That's
something
true.
Bad.
But take your atomic bomb example, for instance. That's splitting an atom in half and then, like, rubbing it together like a hydrogen atom.
Yes, as they said in Young Einstein, the Australian classic film from the 80s, I think he was using a chisel in his shed. I'm now realizing that was just a joke.
But yeah, that...
like, now that we understand how, like, atoms work and that we are able to, like atomic technology could lead to, like, fusion energy. Like, if we can have, and surely, like, one atomic bomb or two atomic bombs being dropped is a, like, it's an awful thing. But if we could develop fusion technology because of, like, that kind of scientific progress, then that solves the whole energy crisis for the entire planet, saving the world.
It could also burn the entire atmosphere in one foul swoop.
But yeah, like, it's not... just because you look at it... It's like Jurassic Park was written because it was to try and make the population fear cloning. Because, oh, what if we bring dinosaurs back and they all kill us?
It's a good point.
It's a ridiculous point.
A very realistic point.
I'm sorry, but where's that silly?
Because there's more uses for cloning than just being freaked out with dinosaurs killing everyone.
Oh, name one, Tom.
Well, you could bring back extinct species if, like, ecosystems, like, collapse. Like, you
extinct
could help
species like the T-Rex?
Or the Tasmanian tiger, for instance.
Well, that's also a really good point, too. But if it was a choice between bringing back the Tasmanian tiger, but they also said, and you have to bring back a T-Rex, and you have to put a cowboy hat on it and go, yeah, over the top of it. I'm not doing that. That's my argument against cloning.
Did you guys remember when they were talking about cloning the mammoth?
Yep.
Or bringing back the mammoth?
Yeah.
Did that excite you? Or
not
did that
really
scare you?
Kind of bored me, actually.
What?
Oh, for goodness sake. Text
Explain
in.
Explain your boredom. Yeah.
Explain your boredom.
They're
text
just
in.
They're just not different.
Why
enough.
Was Tom bored?
0409945. Did he burn down that hospital? Let's hear your thoughts.
I don't know. They're too close to elephants for me. Like, it's interesting, I suppose, but as if a dinosaur is more, not more exciting than a mammoth.
But it's an elephant in a pimp jacket. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
right?
Like, it's cool.
A natural pimp jacket.
Yeah.
Imagine giving it, on its trunk, a little pimp cane. And every time its zookeeper came in, just being like, you want some hay? You want some hay? Just goes, psh.
Would you rather giants or mammoths?
Brought back.
Brought back.
Yeah.
Giants.
Robbie's right. They were mentioned in the Bible. There was, apparently, 6,000 years ago, 10-meter-tall men walking around Israel.
That lived for thousands of years or something.
So, what would you rather bring back? The factual giants from 6,000 years ago, or the tenuous, we don't know if they exist yet, woolly mammoths?
Probably the giant. That would be pretty cool.
You reckon?
Just to see, kind of, if a massive brain does anything, or just seeing a big giant lumbering around would be kind of interesting.
Would you prefer if they brought them both back, put them in the Colosseum, and saw them fight to the death?
They'd be like horse racing, but with mammoths and giants.
Oh, my God.
See,
I mean, okay, I've completely changed my opinion entirely. Keep cloning going.
Yeah.
As far as you can take it. Really, the possibilities are endless.
But yeah, another big one was like comets. When originally, if we didn't, you know, have like scientific research into comets, like now we know that, or now it's theorized that maybe all the water from Earth came from comets. And like, if we could understand, like, knowing about comets could help us deflect a comet in the future if it was to destroy us and stuff like that.
But you haven't really given any examples, have you? It's just, it could, maybe.
Well, the Hadron Collider helps us understand dark matter, and it also would help us just understand the universe we live in. Like, what if there's a huge, like, it could help, knowing how subatomic particles work within, like, I don't know, the quantum world, like, opens up, like, research into, like, dimensions and a lot of things. I don't understand it, but I know that if we, like, did start to understand it. It's like not knowing about electricity or something and being like, well, what's electricity do for us? It's not like they know already that, oh, well, we could use electricity to create the internet or something like that. You know, it's layered in progress.
Some high concepts you're battling with there, mate.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I followed you all the way through there, but
yeah, as soon as you started talking about dark matter, just that tumbleweed from Western movies just went through my brain going, dee!
But text in. Did you like that? you want more of that? I don't know.
All right, well, let's go down to another segment.
Science, what do you reckon about it?
Scientists, what do they know? I'm all right. We've got a text here.
Should they be paid? Or should it just be a labor of love?
We've got a text here. It says, Robbie, I'd like to hire you into my employ as my personal dirty vagrant. Let me know your thoughts. Cheers from Big Fella Dunks. And that's immediately lovely to hear from you, Dunks, but what a text to receive immediately after, who's Robbie?
Okay, now we're going to talk about dog faces. This is one that Jordan has spearheaded. Let's hear it, Jordan.
I'd like to just hear some more about that just, yeah, if you want to text in again with some more details as to what that would entail, that'd be great. Thanks, Dunce.
We're talking about the dogs now? Great. So, while I was minding this dog, I realised dogs have some pretty funny facial expressions, and hence why this subject exists.
Really?
Yeah. So, what we're going to do now is we're going to go around the room, remembering that this is an audio medium, and we're all going to mime what our favourite dog facial expression is, and then the others are going to try and describe it, and if you're right, you're going to go, Ringo, in a dog's voice.
Are we?
Yes.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Jordan.
Okay, so imagine that there's a tug-of-war toy in my mouth. So it's got that kind of lip over the top. And it's going... And then it goes...
Okay,
do you want to explain what you just did? This is...
No. The point is, you guys explain it.
Okay.
And if you're right about what the emotion is that the dog is, and you know what the... You describe it well, I go, Ringo!
It's kind of that expression where you're playing tug-of-war with the dog, and you know how it'll fiercely tug at the rope, and then it'll stop for... Just for some reason, it just stops for about 3 seconds. It doesn't loosen the grip, but it just kind of stares you down and weighs you up. Is that kind of the expression?
No. So that is an example where we go, woof, woof. So I'm talking about where the dog is pulling, and then they do stop for some reason, and then they nervously glance around the room. And I don't think it was the ghost, because this was daytime. But they still have this look on their face of just like, what the hell am I doing? And then they just go back to like, oh, that's right, chuck a wall. And that's my favourite dog facial expression. Tom, care to keep this game going?
All right.
All right, I've got a text here. Please, for the love of God, skip this segment.
Look, I'm more than happy to do that.
Why don't we just... you? Let's have a phone.
I'm just going to quickly do mine, okay?
Go on.
All right, here we go.
Robbie just tilted his head. All right, now we're going to go to a song from Tame Impala.
No, sorry.
No, we had to guess. We've seen it says Ringo.
All right, let's just do it. Ringo. Okay, yay! Also, I just need just a comment here, a text we received on 0409945945. It says, Robbie, what about your carpentry? And no, it's a valid point. I have pursued carpentry up until sort of the end of last year, up until I was exiled by the Sydney carpentry community. I'm talking more in the Sydney area is my job pursuits. And I didn't mention the carpentry because I'm not able to pursue that here. That's why I was in Canberra
Robbie's
earlier.
Not that crazy yet. He doesn't think he's Jesus walking around Australia going, who needs an ark built?
Elsewhere, not in Sydney, though. But I do live Noah in Sydney. Well. So it's,
that's his weekend job. He's talking about a 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Yeah, not sort of a contractual one in Brisbane or Melbourne or any of these types of places. Anyway, should we go to a song now?
Yes.
keep on texting in about about the French fries versus the pretzels. Guys,
again. What do you think of dog faces?
What do you think of
text in. Should we bring that segment back? Make it a weekly fixture? If we get one yes, it doesn't matter how many no's, we're bringing it back.
Okay. Look. It's that time of the week again. Feeling some Tame Impala here in Sydney, FBI 945, with their song Solitude is Bliss. We will see you guys in a mo. Hi there. You've got it tuned to FBI Radio on 94.5 FM. This is your boys Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew
with a very exciting announcement for the rest of the history of this show, which is until one of us dies, and then we'll probably just replace them with an actual crocodile because it's already in the name. But one person did text in. We're going to be bringing back dog facial expression chat every single week from now on, just like we do with Tame Impala, because one person wrote in, despite somebody saying that segment where we try and describe what a dog's facial expression is kind of like describing to a blind person what the color red looks like.
Yeah, I'm not excited for that. But what I am excited for is the coming up segment.
God, way to bring the show down.
That was a good segue, man. Continue.
Thank you. So I met a fan of the pod this week who is on my gaming system. So I got a stranger added me on online, and he started talking to me, and he claimed to be a doctor. And I listened to him and believed everything he said to me. And, yeah, I thought it'd be interesting to just kind of spout out his views on medicine to all of you.
Yeah, so let's be very clear about this. This is an unconfirmed doctor, a man who claims he is but didn't show us any credentials whatsoever. So, really, this is the Lionel Hutz of the medical world.
Yeah. But when you go to the doctor...
More specifically, yeah, Dr. Nick Riviera, I'm imagining he didn't have a Central European accent. Or did he?
No,
he didn't. It actually was Dr. Nick.
No, he was from Cairns, I think. Like, Northern Queensland.
And what game were you playing?
Right.
Counter-Strike, I think, okay. Which is a shooting game.
Right.
But, yeah, so... He has lots of interesting beliefs, and but I think it'd be interesting to talk about this because Jordan is famous for being quite liberal with his views on anatomy and things like that. So it'd be interesting to see if you agree with it. But all right, let's begin. So what do you feel about acupuncture, Jordan?
I think it's great purely because Paul Keating said it was. Every time he was about to go into a hard question time, he'd think, oh, God, I've got to go see that Chinese guy. And then he'd just go in, get himself... absolutely inundated with prickles, so he just looked like this walking cactus coming out going, right, who's ready to debate? That's why I think it's good, because can you get a better source, apart from a doctor, than Paul Keating on anything? And even if it is a doctor, I'm still going to say, no, Paul Keating could probably argue you out of your entire career and everything you've studied. I would believe him.
Well... Our doctor friend on Steam on the game said,
"Not so sure now, are you? All of a sudden, it's not Steam; it's Steam because you know that you're versing Paul King. Stop me talking."
Yeah, well, he was saying that acupuncture is apparently so ineffective that placebo, so the taking a sugary pill that literally has no medical benefit, just the thought that it will help you.
Say that to diabetics.
So, acupuncture is less effective than placebo. So, even if you use acupuncture as placebo, kind of knowing that really it does nothing, but just thinking, oh, it might help me just because I believe it enough. No, it works even less than doing nothing.
Says the guy, again, that was playing Counter-Strike with you. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure you probably didn't hear him because you were probably eating your favourite chip, pretzels, the whole time. And he was just going...
Uh-huh.
And yeah. And he probably did say, like, it works a lot, and you're just like, greatly. I've got to tell Jordan about this. Because, again, Paul Keating, all right? He was trailing in the polls by, I think, about 20 points, went up and said to all of Australia, essentially, vote for me, otherwise I'm going to pass the GST when the Liberal Party gets in. Okay?
Yeah.
That's pretty ballsy, right? And then he was able to justify that by going into acupuncture, walked out and said, after that, I felt like I was Zeus ready to throw the thunderbolts at him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's enough for me.
That's proof.
Jordan.
That's not proof.
I've received a text here on 0409-945-945. It says, Keating sucks. Get it through your head, Jordan. Would you like to respond to that person?
Oh, that's great, isn't it? Just, you know, maybe 14 words and just demanding something from me with zero evidence. Just, look, stop that debate right now, mate. This is family fun.
Yeah. All right, next one. Chiropractors. Don't you think everyone sees chiropractors as a much more legitimate form of help than something like acupuncture? Or like aromatherapy, for instance. Everyone kind of... knows aromatherapy doesn't really do anything. Or if they don't, it's kind of seen as more of a pseudoscience. Well, chiropractors are seen more like...
cracking good tone.
Yeah. They apparently are just as much of a pseudoscience as something like acupuncture. Because they believe that everything is to do with your bones. Like, if you're cracking, like, a spine or something, that can help something else. And he was saying, like, oh, obviously not. There's way more to the human body than just how your bones work within each other.
I don't know. If I may cite a source that is just as good as Paul Keating, the head bone's connected to the neck bone, meaning that everything's connected.
Yeah, well, that's basically as far as it goes. It's just like a... yeah.
So, essentially, if you can recite the entire song, which I don't think any of you can, and if you can, text in now, put it on the Friendly Geordie's Facebook page, the entire song, without looking it up on Google, so you got to do it within the next 10 seconds. If you could do the whole song, you pass as a chiropractor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could.
We'll give you that degree. Because that seems... So, you're saying that it's pretty much that's as far as it goes, a nursery rhyme?
Yeah, basically. Well, I don't think there's any kind of medical degree behind a chiropractor.
Have any of us been to an acupuncturist or a chiropractor?
No. No, but Tom's gotten a massage before, and don't tell me, is the doctor also going to go like, there is no conclusive evidence?
Yes, he did. I asked him specifically about massage, because I was like, well...
Thank God he did, because you didn't say this beforehand, and if you just said, no, he said massages was really good, we'd go, oh, okay, well... We've got some tame coming up.
No, well, I said, what about massage? Because that's, you know, obviously not a medicine or seen as, you know, medically proven to work, but that seems to be pretty good, right? And he's like, well, actually, like, no, like, there's like a tiny bit of massage that might work, and it's the same for chiropractors. That say you've got a sore shoulder and you go to get a massage, they might loosen your shoulder up enough for you to then exercise it a bit, which might help strengthen your shoulder. But if you just get a massage, it actually does... It's just a temporary fix, and then it will just go back to being painful again. Because, again, masseuses aren't medically trained. They don't understand how, you know... It's like you can't cure a disease with a massage. Like, they're just making it feel nice, moving your muscles around a tiny bit.
There's no claim to cure a disease unless there's the disease of... stress yeah. today tonight
but
certified
the whole, yeah like mm-hmm. getting a knot out of you or something. I don't even know if that is even a thing. I don't even know if knots are a thing.
You love massages though. Your New Year's resolution was to get a massage a week, so not to really achieve anything great, to push yourself. Basically your New Year's resolution was to become more lazy.
That's an achievement.
And I turn into a slug. That's essentially what you wanted.
Yeah, well, I personally don't agree with him necessarily, but it's just, yeah, if there's any medical benefit to it. But what was the other one? The other one was about contraception.
Oh.
A lot of people
are
very...
Should we touch on this?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we should touch on this.
Okay.
Well, I think this is a big one, and it's important that people hear this, that a lot of people are scared of using the pill, right?
Why?
Why are you scared of it? People say blood clots. Oh, I know a friend that had a blood clot. I know, you know, it makes me feel weird. It helps with my skin. It does all these benefits.
Nervous.
Well, the pill...
Okay, Robbie, can you stop saying that into the microphone? It's making me nervous now.
The pill, apparently, you can only get a blood clot. It's so rare. Apparently, it's like one in 100,000 or one in 200,000 are the odds of you getting a blood clot from taking the pill. It's so unlikely. So, I was like, would you recommend it? And he's like, well, if you have a history of blood clots... probably don't take it, but if you don't, it's completely fine. So, I don't know.
So
take it from me.
So, what did we learn? We learned that acupuncture sucks. Massages, they don't really know what they're talking about. Yeah. And
chiropractors don't know what they're talking about.
The pill works.
Yeah. And Tom, what a surprise, hates the pro-life argument. It's essentially what we learned.
That was another cool one that I heard the other day, is that a three-day-year-old embryo only has 150 cells in it. And then the brain of a fly has something like 100,000 cells in it. And people are cool squashing a fly, but they're not cool hurting a little embryo.
Mm, it's a bit sexist, mate.
You heard it right here, right now. Let's get to tame really fast.
I don't know if we... Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll jump into this. It's called Because I'm a Man by Tame Impala on FBI 94.5 FM. And then we're going to come back with probably the spiciest little bit of radio you've ever heard in your life. So, I would stick on this station if I were you. Okay. Here it is. See you soon. Hi there, you've got to tune to FBI 94.5 FM. We're your boys, Tom Montedudo and the Crocodile Crew. Guys, thanks so much for all the texts. Some of them were lovely.
Many abusive.
Yeah, people wanting different songs, but we're not going to do that. We're here to tell you that the winner of the pretzels versus French fries debate, again, that's the chips French fries, not the hot French fries. The winner
they
is
still count as a vote.
The winner is French fries. So, pretzels lost there. Tom
shaking his head in disarray.
He is.
Cannot believe the world that he has inherited.
It's honestly unbelievable. It's such a crap chip. I don't know why people give it any thought to that. Anyway.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So, we'll leave you on that note. Tom's angry.
Tom's angry. We will see you next week at the same time, 12 till 1. Tom and Tadu and the Crocodile Crew.
See you
hopefully
later.
Tom's cooled down by then. Bye.
Okay, this is a song by your boys Pond at the Perth Boys now. It's a song called Giant Tortoise.
Just to mix things up.
Okay, see ya.